Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. Let's face it, we all have health issues to one degree or another. And if we're not doing the right thing, those health issues are only going to get bigger. And the gentleman that helps me clarify some of these things and create the understanding that you need as a listener is in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's standing here today. And good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing great. You know, you were talking about all the health concerns that people have, and one of the major areas that people have health concerns is with their heart. And now that we're getting into the warmer months of the year, in the traditional Chinese five-element theory, there are the fire months, which kind of makes sense with summer being here. And it's when the temperatures of the world get hot, and the organ, one of the organs that relates to the fire element, is the heart.
Yes, it's one of the two main fire element organs, the other being the small intestine, which we discussed last month, and then there are the endocrine organs related to the adrenals, the thyroid, and the reproductive system. And today we'll discuss the heart.
Well, you know, clearly the heart has a huge responsibility for our health. It gets the blood going to every part of our body, and the blood is what carries all those nutrients and the oxygen into the body. So without that main pumper, you know, we couldn't even live. And yet, in Chinese medicine, the heart isn't considered to be the most important organ.
No, it's not. The kidney is the most important organ of the body, and you know, the heart is primarily seen as a pump, and I'm sure we're going to get into that. But yeah, the kidneys are your number one organ, because when your kidneys crap out, you're not going to be long for this world. And we discussed the kidneys back in January for anybody who wants to refer back to the kidney show.
Right, because they are associated with the water element. And that goes with the winter months. So let's talk about how the heart works. How does the heart actually work?
Well, it's an organ that has its own electrical system within the organ itself that's separate from the nervous system and yet works with the nervous system. There are four chambers. There's two atria, and there are two ventricles. The atria are in the upper half of the heart. The ventricles are in the lower half of the heart. And the blood is received on the right atria. Then it moves to the right ventricle. Then it gets pumped to the lungs for releasing of carbon dioxide and picking up oxygen. Then it returns back to the left atria, then goes to the left ventricle, and then it's pumped to the whole body. So the heart has the four chambers, and that's the flow of the blood through the heart. And we got to get rid of the carbon dioxide, pick up the oxygen before we go back out to the body.
And it's got to go all the way through the entire body, all the way out to the tips of your toes.
Yes, it does.
Now, so when people have problems with their heart, one of the problems that you hear about quite often is the problems with the valves. So what happens when the valve doesn't function properly?
Well, yes, we have a bicuspid or a two-valve system, and then we have a tricuspid or a three-valve system between the chambers of the heart. And when the blood leaves the heart, the valves prevent backflow back into the heart. There's also valves within your blood vessels, which keeps backflow of the blood going back through the veins so that it should be a one-direction process. Now, when the doors aren't closing properly, when those valves aren't closing properly, it's a direct indication that the heart is missing some very vital nutrients. And so if you look at the room that we're in, which is obviously a square room, if we were to take the lower right-hand corner and turn it a little bit to the right and take the upper left-hand corner and turn it a little bit to the left, do you think the doors into this room would close efficiently?
No, they wouldn't.
And so when the body becomes deficient in certain nutrients, when the heart becomes deficient, it's going to contract on itself in an effort to conserve energy and conserve those nutrients. Then the doors don't close well. So anybody who has any level of heart valve issue, initially that starts out as a nutritional deficiency. And as it continues to get older and then there's a lot more stress on those valves can calcify and then eventually they're going to need to be replaced.
And that's where you see so many people getting those valve replacements and you'll hear of a triple bypass or a quadruple bypass. Is that the valves that they're bypassing?
No, they're bypassing the arteries within the heart. But what you got to understand is if you're replacing valves, obviously the damage has been done to them slowly over time. And if we would just make sure that people get the proper nutrients for their heart and have the ability to absorb it through the small intestine, then we wouldn't have these issues. But nobody seems to be looking for those solutions. And
interestingly, you mentioned the small intestine. That's the other fire element organ.
Correct.
Now, when we hear about heart conditions, aren't some of those problems the blood that actually feeds the heart rather than what feeds the body?
Yeah, because realistically, there's a huge blood supply to the heart itself. And so when they do bypasses, if an artery to the heart is blocked, they will bypass that and create a new blood supply to that level of the heart. Because if the heart doesn't get the blood supply that it needs, if there's a heart attack, that's basically a stroke within the heart, blocking the blood flow to the vital areas of the heart, and then the heart muscle dies. And then, when that pump finally fails,
you're game goner. Yeah, exactly. Now, so are there other conditions that cause the heart to have irregular heartbeats or arrhythmia?
Well, the arrhythmias is a B vitamin deficiency, and the lack of proper probiotics will always lead to the irregular heartbeats. So people who have irregular heartbeats, that's the best place to start. You want to get on a good high-quality probiotic, and you want to get on a good high-quality whole food B complex, not the synthetic crap that they sell in the stores, because that actually depletes the heart of what it needs and depletes the body of what it needs. So you want to have a good high-quality whole food supplement with a good high-quality whole food probiotic.
Nutrition once again.
Correct.
Now, the heart is really the main pumper, but it's not the only pump that's working to send the blood through the body and back again. So what else helps move the blood?
Pretty much everything. You're breathing. helps the expansion and contraction of the diaphragm. That helps to massage the digestive organs and the organs that are below the diaphragm. The lungs expanding and contracting helps things up in the thoracic cavity. And so the movement and the rhythms of the body support helping things move through the body, helps with the lymphatic flow, the movement of the body itself with exercise and physical activity. All of these things are meant to happen in order to promote the proper flow and movement within the body.
Now, even the veins themselves, don't they have the ability to also be act as pumps?
The veins themselves have little valves within them so that when the blood passes through a vessel, a vein, when the heart is relaxed and filling, the blood can only go back so far. So the doors within the veins themselves, what they're going to do is they're going to close when the heart is relaxed, and then they're going to open when it's pumping, and when it relaxes again, those doors will close so that the blood is always moving forward.
What an interesting and complex system that is. Now, I know that the body takes in a whole variety of different substances from the environment, and then it's able to transform them into what's needed to sustain life. So a lot of that process involves filtration, doesn't it?
It all involves filtration. You know, we take complex macromolecules, we put them into our mouths, we chew them down into micromolecules that are allowed then to be absorbed into the bloodstream, and then they go to the liver, and the liver does a whole inventory in terms of what we need and what we don't need, and it's through the proper filtration, whether it's the external filters of the lungs, large intestine, and skin, or the internal filters of the liver, the kidneys and the spleen, that's what filters everything that's inside the body. And so making sure that we have proper nutrients and making sure that those filters are clean and functioning becomes important.
And keeping the blood flow and keeping the heart working properly. So, all right. So now that we understand a little bit in a general way about how the heart works, I'd like to talk some more about some of the various conditions and diseases that interfere with the heart working optimally. And let's take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, we can get into some more of these particulars.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about heart health and why it breaks.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that happen in a person's life, and what are some of the things that go on that make the heart function less well?
Diet. Mark, did I mention diet?
No, you didn't.
What you eat is the key to heart disease. Lacking proper ingredients is the cause of all of it. The lack of proper digestive balance and a healthy microbiome causes ultimately the heart disease, and the introduction of medicines also causes it. The crap foods that we eat causes it. And so we need to reevaluate our lifestyles and the foods that we eat and the quality of those foods, and we need to get rid of companies that are manufacturing the crap foods and monopolizing how that's done.
Well, you didn't mention exercise, which I've always understood to be an important part of heart health.
Heart health, yes. If you want to train your heart to pump efficiently, you need to exercise. But in order to exercise, you're going to need the fuel that's going to sustain the body in order to exercise. And that's the difference between high-quality food versus the completely refined and processed crapohydrates. And if you're eating a lot of those things, then your motivation for exercising isn't going to be there because the fuel isn't going to sustain you to do it.
And we are certainly seeing that problem throughout the country with the amount of diabetes, the amount of obesity that we see. So it's clearly there must be something going on with people's diets in general that's causing all these health problems.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things about the way the heart works and what the problems are is that the blood is pumped from the heart out to the body, but the bigger problem seems to be getting the heart, the blood back to the heart. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, it can be, and that's basically due to right-sided heart failure. The right side of the heart is not receiving blood in an efficient manner, and then so what ends up happening is it ends up pooling in your lower extremities, and you know, you see people that look like they have elephant ankles. They're just these
big, swollen,
mm-hmm. straight down to the foot, and that's indication of right-sided heart failure, and that the blood is pooling in the lower extremities.
Mm-hmm, and it's not getting back up to the heart. Now, one of the things is about heart disease. It is considered to be the number one cause of death. And for years, we've been obsessed with fat as the enemy of the heart. But, in recent medical studies, they're confirming what you've said for a long time, which is really it's about sugars that are causing the problem. And you mentioned crapohydrates.
Yeah, what we need to appreciate is that heart is the number one reported cause of death. But realistically, the number one reported cause of death statistically has to do with nutritional deficiency diseases and, unfortunately, medical intervention. And so heart disease is the statistic that they keep. It's one of the ways for them to promote their brand. There's so much lack of understanding in terms of how to treat it properly. It becomes a lifetime treatment, and it all goes back to sugar and the sugar in our diet. And so this is the main reason, as the natural ingredients found in raw sugar in the plant kingdom does not create these concerns, but the profit over people push will not allow the truth to be told. And unfortunately, when you take the completely refined and processed sugar, and you give that to the body, it's going to deplete the body of some of its other ingredients, causing these deficiencies within the body. And the heart, being one of the most active organs in the body, is ultimately going to fail over time.
And that's why you see people who have gained weight and yet are really starving.
Yeah, it's obesity is actually a starvation disease, and it's counterintuitive to think that somebody who has that much excess mass could be starving, but that's why they have the excess mass. The body's a very efficient machine. If you feed it the right ingredients, it's not going to hold on to any of them. It's just going to burn them. But if your body's holding on to extra ingredients, it's because what you're consuming isn't supplying the body with the fuel that it needs, and so it holds on to it until it gets the rest of the fuel. But with all the completely refined and processed foods that are out there and the genetically modified organisms and the consumption of those things, what it does is it depletes the body even more. And so the body ends up holding on to the excess, and that's the main reason for the obesity.
Because it can't process the excess? Is that it?
It can't process it because it's incomplete. If you need items A through Z and you're only getting A through D, where do you get the other ingredients? If you don't have the other ingredients, we're going to put the A through D to the side until we get the other, you know, E through Z's, but we never get the E through Z's, so we just keep storing the A through D's, you know, it's just a crazy situation, which is why we got to go back to eating high quality food.
Yeah, that's so important. Now it used to be that there are two types of cholesterol that we have to be aware of. Now, what are they, and what do they do, and why are they associated with heart disease?
Well, there's good and there's bad cholesterol. There's good health promoting and there's bad disease indicating cholesterol. The LDLs are your low density lipoproteins. That's your bad cholesterol. The HDLs are the good cholesterol. And the higher that the low-density lipoproteins are, the more damage is associated with the heart and the vascular system. And so the LDL measurement that they do when they do a blood test is actually a good reading to understand, because it tells you the amount of damage that you're creating for yourself. And it should be a wake-up call to say that, look, I'm creating all this damage. I need to change my diet. I need to change my attitude. I need to change my exercise routine. I need to make all those changes. We don't need medication. medication to mask these problems and to manipulate the insides because it's not fixing the problem. We need to make the changes so that our bad cholesterol numbers go back to normal, and the exercise will help to raise the good cholesterols. Mm-hmm. And when you have a proper ratio of roughly 1-to-1, one good guy for every bad guy, then that's considered health.
I see. So, well, this is interesting, and I'd like to talk to you some more about the things you can do to improve your health naturally without having to rely on drugs, and to talk a little bit more about that. But before we do, we need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, let's talk about some of the things you can do.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Dr. Richard Untune from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York, off exit 10 of I-84, and I'm your host of When Your Health Matters radio show. When you have health concerns that are taking the joy out of your life, and you'd like to do something about it, please call me at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 to discuss your health concerns, and I promise we will develop a plan together to restore your health and your joy. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, your one-stop resource for all your healthcare needs, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
So we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Untune from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are talking about heart health and heart disease. And what else you got for us, Mark?
Well, I wanted to ask another question about the fats that we ingest. Are triglycerides the type of fat?
Triglycerides are a conversion process of too much sugar. They get converted over to triglycerides, which is then stored as fat. So a triglyceride is an indication of how much sugar that you're consuming in your diet and how much the body can actually process. And so when the liver takes the first 10% of the sugar that comes into the body and uses it for liver glycogen for emergency purposes, and then it sends a signal to the pancreas and says, get the rest of this stuff out of here and put it in storage. So mm-hmm. The pancreas dumps all of its insulin, and it takes those carbohydrates, turns them into triglycerides, and then stores them in the tissues, stores them as fat.
And I've also heard that when you ingest a lot of sugar, that it actually does some significant damage to the veins.
Well, it does, due to the inflammatory processes associated with completely refined and processed sugar. If you have real whole food sugar, if you will, if you have sugar the way that it is when you refine it out of the sugar cane, if you leave all the ingredients in it that come with the sugar cane itself, then there's no inflammation. But the inflammation is a result of having depleted the sugar of all of its bioavailable nutritional aspects of it and just make it pure sugar, that's going to create inflammation and cause damage and irritation to the linings of the arteries, which then cause the body to produce excess cholesterol plaquing to help act like a plaster of Paris to repair the insides of your arteries.
And that's what you call the hardening of the arteries?
Over time, yeah.
Over time. Well, now, you know, there's all these drugs that are being provided for people. I mean, what are the things called statins that you see advertised so often?
Well, statins is a type of, it's a classification of medication that's designed to reduce the amount of cholesterol that the body produces. It suppresses the liver. It creates diabetes as a side effect, and it just hinders the liver from producing cholesterol as a natural byproduct of all the crap that we're putting into the body. And so it's medicine's way of stopping the immediate symptom without understanding the ramifications. If the chief side effect of taking statin medications is ultimately going to be diabetes, they're not really concerned with that because they have a treatment for diabetes already. It's just more treatment. It's not really fixing the problem. Everything in the money-making medical monopoly is all about profits. It's not really about solutions.
So you create one, you solve the symptoms of one disease, and then you create another disease in the process.
Good for business.
Good for business. Now, you know, I guess the when the body's producing cholesterol, that's interesting because for so long we've heard about these low-fat diets and not ingesting cholesterol, but actually the problem cholesterol is not the cholesterol you eat so much as it is what the body is producing.
Right. It's a reaction to the damage that we're creating. And with the more chemicals that we're exposed to, whether through our food or through our environment, that creates damage to the cells and causes the cells to denature and eventually mutate. When the body needs to repair those things, one of the things that it uses to repair them is cholesterol. And so when the body's got high amounts of blood circulating cholesterol, it's because of all the damage that we're creating.
Now, one of the things that we obviously want to point out is that if you're on a medication or if you have these problems and you're already gone down that road somewhat, are there solutions for people that are in that situation that might be able to help them without having to rely upon the drugs or maybe even get off the drugs?
Well, there's always solutions, and it requires a full health evaluation to determine the causes of your cholesterol issues and then what it will take to remedy that. And when you help to get the liver to function normal, when you clean some of the liver stress and toxins out, then the body gets a little reset. There's a program that we do in the springtime, which is called the Doctor Supervised Detox Program, to help clean out all that garbage, to help facilitate lowering the cholesterol and normalizing people's blood values. And I've seen that in the 20 plus years that we've been doing the cleanse in my office, I've watched people's cholesterol numbers improve dramatically. And then it opens up a conversation with their medical doctor to determine if they can reduce or eliminate the medications themselves. And, unfortunately, the medical doctors, they've got mixed reviews over whether they want somebody coming off the medication because that hurts their bottom line, but what's in the best interest of the patient. And this is why patients need to get educated so that they can go in and not ask for permission, but simply tell their employee, which is their doctor. The doctor works for the patient. The patient should go in and say, listen, we're going to go in a different direction with our business today, and we're going to reduce this and eventually eliminate it. And but people don't have the confidence and the know-how and the understanding of how to have that conversation because they don't understand the problem themselves.
Now, I mean, if you have gone to this process of doing something like the people who did this, the springtime cleanse, the doctor supervised detoxification program, you've started lowering your cholesterol numbers, but you're talking about years of buildup. So can you just simply get off the medications at that point, or is there a process you have
to go
through?
Well, you need supervision, and yes, it definitely is a process. I mean, if somebody's taking a high, a high dosage of their statins because their cholesterol is really high, when we're going to make changes in their system and make changes in their diet, make changes in their lifestyle before we even talk to them about discussing with their doctor about how to reduce their medications. But mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it's a whole process. You need supervision and you need proper input, and it's a process.
Now, are there supplements that are involved with that kind of a nutritional program?
Depending upon the person, certainly. Depending upon how much damage they've created with the medication and the lack of proper nutrition, yeah, you got to fill those holes in with the proper nutrients. And so you're going to use some good high quality whole food supplements based upon what the specific circumstances are of the individual. And that's why they need an evaluation to determine those things.
And once again, the solutions that you're talking about and consistently been talking about are really predominantly have to do with diet and eating whole foods, foods that are nutritionally valuable, that will provide you what your body needs. They can help to mitigate some of the things that you might have health wise, and they might help supplement the things that you're not getting in the diet normally. Now, people have got to have other questions that we're not able to answer here on the show, and I'd like to offer you an opportunity to let people know how to contact you, whether they're in this Hudson Valley where your office is or out in California where they might want to find a practitioner. How best to reach you?
The best way to reach me is to call my office directly, which is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And I do spend a lot of time responding to people, whether it's their phone calls or whether it's email. But we got to get people to take responsibility for their health and get on a program that's going to help them restore their health rather than just simply putting fires out every time they go to the doctor's office.
And I really suggest that people take Doc Rick up on that offer. It's a legitimate offer. You can make that phone call, send an email, and get answers to your questions. Thank you, Doc.
Absolutely. So that's it for this week's show. I really appreciate your time and your listenership. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.